3:01, I'm gonna call the city to order, roll call. Mark Messini.
Present.
Lauren.
Here.
Kim.
Here.
Bruce.
Here.
Kelly Callen. We need to approve the minutes from April 9th. Anybody have any questions on those? Comments?
It's been a while. I don't see any problem with it, I don't. I vote to approve the minutes as listed.
We got a motion. We need a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Alright, so that's done. Next will be citizen participation. Nope, alright. No citizen participation. Agenda items, election of the board of secretaries. We have a new member, Kim Wolf from the APCA. So glad you joined us. Glad you had a representative. Our last secretary was also from the APCA. She decided to do it more than she really wanted to do it well. So, if we can, anybody interested in being secretary?
Kim, how about you? You wanna be secretary?
No, not really.
Let's get a fee rep.
Join the board.
Do we have to have a secretary?
I think so. I don't have the bylaws in front of me, but I think that's one of the positions, yes.
Do we actually have bylaws for this board, or is bylaws in general?
It's the creation ordinance of the committee. You have a copy of that. And it outlines there's a chair, vice chair, secretary.
I will accept the nomination for the secretary.
Okay.
So.
Just take some notes and we'll compare notes at the end.
So Bruce, you're gonna be the secretary?
Sure, why not?
I second to that.
Alright, all those in favor?
Aye.
Bruce, you get to be the secretary.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. I appreciate you stepping up for that. So I wanted to give an update on our last projects that we recommended to the council. We took to the council a recommendation to restripe the sport court to allow for pickleball on it. And then we also took to council to put swings in at Memorial Park. They were on the budget. Council removed them from the budget because of financial constraints. So we bring them back to them next time we can get a chance to. That's where the things stand with council. That's pretty much all we've got. And if anybody's got any upcoming agenda items or comments they would like to make, this would be a perfect time to do that.
I've got something to ask.
Sure.
I know we had a lot of discussions about the pool and all that, and now that summer's over, can someone give us an update on the pool situation and the money and the lifeguards and all that good stuff?
We still have one more week of pool.
I can answer part of that.
Last weekend of the pool season. Once that's done, we've got a pool survey that's gone out, and we'll get all the notes, and then we can update the Parks and Recs committee on how things went with the pool season. One thing I did do put into my budget was to get some funding to upgrade some of the pool furniture that's starting to show age and weather conditions. So that was approved.
Did you say that you put money in your budget for the coming year for an update of pool equipment?
Some of it. I mean, I don't have to replace all of it, but
we did. You have an amount that you were approved for the budget?
I don't have that number off the top of my head, but I will get it for you.
You said equipment or furniture?
Excuse me?
Equipment or furniture?
Pool furniture.
Furniture.
We've had a number of pieces of furniture that have broken and been damaged throughout the 8 years that the pool's been open. Can you believe that pool's already 8 years old? So it's time to upgrade some of it. It's starting to get weather. I try to do the umbrellas on a rotation, 3 or 4 of them every year. But I know this last year we've had 4 or 5 of the little tables got broken and stuff like that. So it's time to bring some money in to keep our full furniture in good shape.
All right, I have another question. You mentioned something about the pickleball court striping and the swing set install over there at Triangle. They got tabled by the city council, but what was proposed to them? Was there a dollar figure, or they just decided they didn't want to look at it yet because it was?
So the dollar figure that was recommended from the Park and Rec Board was $50,000 for the swing set. So that was put into the budget. And then, if I remember correctly,
You had a
$20,000
quote on some striping and redoing of the sport court. I don't remember that number, but those numbers were taken to them and it was taken out.
I actually called the guy that did our sport court and had him come out and give me a quote on resurfacing and restriping. And that was the quote that was turned into council.
So you're saying that you put $50,000 in for the swings?
Yes.
Did you mention the possibility of actually doing $15,000 for the swing, which is what the one that would just be mulch, which is the one that...
We didn't have a quote on that.
Well, we did. We discussed that, and Bart gave us an estimation that if we did the court with the fancy rubber bottoms, it would be $50,000. But if we did this exact same swing set with a mulch pit, it would be $15,000 to $17,000, which is what, and I remember saying that would be what I would vote for, because when I swing on swings and my feet drag the ground, if I'm wearing tennis shoes, I don't want my rubber tennis shoes to be grabbing rubber floor. I want them to be swinging through gravel or mulch or dirt, for that matter. But I think, aren't we required, Bart, to have some sort of surface down there for security, safety reasons?
Yeah, that's correct.
But I thought we agreed that we would be asking for the $15,000 thing. I don't remember if we ever presented the actual, weren't you going to do a blueprint and some sort of specifications?
I was at one time, but it never got, was not put on the curriculum for the city council. And then there was another time when I came for a meeting and they had tabled it. So we didn't even have a chance. I did not have a chance to present it. Plan A and Plan B, like you're talking about right now.
Yeah, I'll say that's where we need to. You know, Patrick's acting like he hasn't seen that, but that's something.
I don't know about that.
I would think I was at several of the budget workshops, and you know, yeah. I know money's tight. We were trying to figure out how we're going to pay all the employees and pay for the roads and all this other stuff. But if I'm on council and I'm thinking, oh. Gosh, we don't want to spend $50,000 on swings, but hey, maybe we have $15,000 for a swing.
I don't believe we do.
You don't think we do?
It never got to that point.
But see, that's the thing, is that we talked about it.
And we can easily put it back in front of council.
Okay, so in a year's time.
And we can put it in front of council anytime the mayor wants us to.
They did discuss swings to an extent, I can tell you, but generally speaking, there were a lot of the wants, and a lot of those were carved out before it really got to the floor. So.
I mean, if y'all want to put it back in front of council, we can do that at any time. Okay. We take it to the mayor and say, "Mayor, Park and Rec Board."
Oh, we can do more research on the topic.
Take it to the council.
Okay,
and I mean, that's not an issue.
Okay.
So what Bruce is talking about is a spreadsheet that I passed out to you guys a long time ago. And the mulch portion was just shy of 17 grand, but that's probably about 6 months old now. And the PIP, which is poured in place, which is a rubber surfacing, was just under 51 grand, okay. Which was also six months
ago.
Right. Yeah. But this is just for budgetary purposes, is what I built this up on. Yeah. So it is a plan A and a plan B that we might be able to give the city council. From what I'm recollecting, discussion with several people is that they just plain out don't have the money to do anything.
True.
I don't know if they even know about the Plan A.
Apparently not.
Which was, yeah, so.
I'm not familiar.
I think that maybe now that they probably have some budget meetings and whatnot, they might be able to, maybe we can propose this to them and look at it and say, hey, we might be able to throw in or squeeze in $15,000 and put a swing set. You can always put PIP in down the line if need be, but.
Can I suggest maybe we get a revised quote and look at some options? And obviously we can take it to council. We can't do it within the budget itself because the budget's already been adopted, but if it was to be that, we'd have to make sure that there may be some surplus somewhere.
Okay. Okay, so I can do that.
Right, we'll look at it.
Mark, does it cost you anything to make a proposal?
Let's do it.
Is it going to cost you anything other than your time to come up with an estimate?
No, I can do it.
Can you give a general idea? Do you think that the estimate is going to be 5% more, 10% more on today's market?
I always go fat on it a little bit because it's always best to ask for more money than now than it is to ask more money later.
I would say if we want to get to the council with this in a reasonable time, just make, we can go ask to be, you know, put it up in citizen participation.
Well,
we can go as a member of the board. You can say,
no.
Hey, we thought this was
good. You have to come to this board and revisions, and then the recommendation would go to the council from there.
Yeah, maybe. We put it on the council agenda.
Before it goes, yeah. So, and this is just for the next time. We're talking about the next, yeah, y'all's next meeting.
This would be That's an agenda item. Yeah.
So
discuss
y'all can
next meeting.
Look at revised, whatever, and go from there. Yeah. And make a recommendation.
Have you all explored any grant opportunities for playground equipment?
We haven't found anything. Actually, our engineering company is looking at all kinds of grant opportunities.
Okay. Last time we looked for some grants, it was not 100%, not even close. So you'd have to invest a lot to get a lot, and there wasn't the money there on the front end.
There's some grants going on right now that several playground companies are doing. And you're right, you've got to spend X amount of dollars in order for that to kick into gear.
Yeah.
And we can't even come up with 15 grand. We certainly might be able to come up with 100 grand and then get 50% off of that on a grant. So I will get a revised idea on the swings plan A and plan B and present it next.
Well, let's get a revised and we'll put it on our agenda for our next meeting. Look at it, and then if we agree, then we'll get it in front of the mayor and get his blessing on it and get it in front of him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. All right. Do you want to do a revised one to support also, or do we want to just table that?
I don't remember ever even getting being presented with a quote on that, do you?
I got it.
Does anybody else remember?
That we recommended the sport court be that we take a recommendation to council, so I went ahead.
Okay, so you just took the recommendation and gave them the numbers?
Yes.
But you don't know what it was?
Off the top, I couldn't tell you the exact number. It was around 30,000.
That seems awfully expensive.
It's not cheap because they have to strip the court and then do it.
Strip first.
You just take the lines off or paint new lines. They actually have to come through and remove everything to start over.
I thought we were under the impression that we were just going to restripe it for a certain area for.
It was to remove one.
Start
this,
from scratch.
Right. This, we're getting into the discussion of the item. This is just for what we can discuss this at the next agenda.
Let's. I'll propose that we add to the agenda for the next meeting to discuss the striping of the court.
Okay.
And then I would ask that Kelly, if you have the time or if you want to appoint somebody, to question your striking person what it would cost for him to come over and not pull up everything that's there and just add those pickleball courts over the top of what's there in a different color.
Okay, we'll put that on for the next agenda, for the next agenda, and we can talk about it at that time. I did have that conversation. So we'll discuss it the next time. We can't discuss it now because it's not part of the agenda. Am I correct, Patrick?
Correct.
Okay, that's great. But what I said was for the next agenda item, we'll have that topic available.
Yeah. It'll be on the agenda.
In the meantime, couldn't you?
I've had that conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. And I'll be glad if you can come out and work on another proposal just to be current.
Anything else
I want to put on there? More?
The only other thing we have on this from last time, it had to do with the storage.
Yes,
so do we need to discuss the storage again?
The storage has been
resolved.
You're doing great?
Yeah, we're not having issues with the storage.
Great, then we don't need to talk about it anymore.
It's always easier if you don't.
Okay, that feels like a win to me.
Yeah. I feel one of them off anyway.
Good deal. Thank you.
Mark, do you have anything else?
No, I don't, but I am going to text my neighbor who just put a pickleball court in their backyard, and I'm going to find out who their striking contractor is.
That'd be great.
But I do have a question. Where were you planning on doing that? At the basketball court or the tennis court?
Did we said the sport court? That was what y'all's recommendation.
Basketball.
Basketball slash sport court.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sport court.
One or two, I can't remember.
We were going to do one half.
We were going to do one half. We were going to do the half. On the west side.
West side.
Because basketballs miss the hoop and they go running down the hill. So most people like to play basketball on the east end.
Okay, what was I thinking?
I would like some direction from the council. The council created us. How do we go about asking the council what they want us to be doing now? Do we need to just go as a, how do we do that?
Like, what is our purpose? Or
well, I mean,
what are our goals?
So your charge.
We presented them with.
Can I answer it this way? We can put that on the agenda to discuss, because that's what we're talking about. But generally, you know, we put out a pool survey. Last time we did a tour, but we also did a parks survey in general. Y'all kind of got some clear feedback from the public about priorities. So that's something to y'all could look at again. Obviously, amongst the pickleball and the current issues, if you have too much on the agenda, you're going to end up with a lot of projects going on. So.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is that you know they told us you know look at the storage issue, you know look at ask what people want. We've looked at the storage. Apparently, we've kind of worked that out.
Good.
You know the. We asked people what they wanted. A lot of people said pickleball. We're trying to look into that. We're working on that. But, I mean, I don't want to just keep coming here month after month and talking about, oh, what should we talk about next? You know, how about, you know, it's been a year since we've gotten any direction from the council. I'm just saying, sure. Hey, council,
okay.
What do you want us to be doing for the next year?
So,
for the next
council direction and committee charge.
Reach out to the mayor and see if there's anything specific that he wants us to consider.
Okay.
Put in front of us to discuss.
I just like that to be something that
can be discussed.
Can
yeah.
be.
Let me reach out.
Can be done in a public forum. Oh, hey, mayor, if you're watching, what do you want us to do?
He's not.
Let me reach out to the mayor. I'll send him an email.
Anybody out there in the public? Okay. What do you want us to do?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll have the results of the pool survey. You'll have some input. And by the way, FYI, just all FYI, the pool survey is in its fourth year. And it's changed a little bit since the last time or the first time. But last year, it's pretty much the same questions as last year. So those you'll see some trends in what people want. Or what they like about the pool in general, just generic feedback. So that'll be good. Y'all can see some trends over 4 years. So I'll have that for you.
Are you getting enough responses?
Yeah.
All right, anything else, guys?
Did I interrupt you?
No, I'm sorry. No.
We had three items to add on there.
Okay.
We got four.
Swing update, striping update. I put storage and then I put it next to it.
And then
mayor's request.
Mayor or any additional items.
And survey results.
Yeah. And then we also want to talk about the survey.
Okay.
In the pool season, let's put it that
it's
way.
A lot. Yeah, yeah. It'll okay. be quite a bit. Okay.
All right, so we want to set a date.
We can reach out later. It's easier
you
when we
reach
do.
Out like we've been doing.
Yeah, it'll be a minute. There's scheduling conflicts.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess the meeting's adjourned.
All right.
At 3:21.